Good evening and welcome to a special internet stream of tonight's memorial service for 49-year-old Scott Bostwick, the 18th head football coach at Northwest Missouri State University. Scott Bostwick died Sunday morning of an apparent heart attack. Tonight's memorial service is being held at the Mary Lynn Auditorium of the Ron Helston Performing Arts Center on the Northwest Missouri State campus. In the background, you're hearing music from a professor of music, Dr. Ernest Kramer at Northwest Missouri State. He's the pianist for tonight's services. In a few moments, we'll be hearing from Jill Baker. She will be singing Amazing Grace. The opening prayer will be given by Father Martin of St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Maryville. Readings will take place from Defensive Coordinator Richard Wright, the Defensive Coordinator at Northwest Missouri State. And again, Father Martin will speak, and then a litany will be given by Greg Wilson, and then we'll hear again from Jill Baker and Dr. Ernest Kramer as part of tonight's ceremony, the special services, memorial services for Scott Bostwick, again, the 18th football coach at Northwest Missouri State University.
We begin our service this evening, mindful that we are in the presence of the Lord. We have called upon Him to be near. He has called us together to remember and to give thanks.
I'd like to invite you to join in singing our opening hymn, which is Amazing Grace. Lyrics will be provided for you on the screen. Please join in singing.
Let us pray. Eternal God, you have made the love of man and woman a sign of the bond between Christ and the Church. Grant mercy and peace to Scott, who was united in love with his wife. May the care and devotion of his life on earth find a lasting reward in heaven. Look kindly on his wife, his family, his children, his colleagues, all those gathered here in his presence. As they now turn to your compassion and love, strengthen their faith and lighten their loss. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men, indeed, they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastise a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine, and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over people, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The word of the Lord.
Our psalm response for this evening is, "Shepherd me, O God." Please join in singing the refrain.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowd, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." We are gathered here tonight in remembrance. We are united here by grief. We are all saddened by our loss, but no more than you, Sue, Leah, and Eric. You are not alone in your bewilderment and perhaps even your denial at what has so recently taken place. Shock and disbelief are easy at times like this. We walk in a kind of daze. We are uncertain about what we say because words are so empty and cannot convey what we are feeling, that jumble of emotions that keeps us off center, that can produce tears of hurt as we recall what we have lost, tears that suddenly can melt into tears of laughter as we recall the precious memories of a better time, a much better time. The whole week has been more like a nightmare rather than a reality. It's been a horrible dream that we hope we can wake from and find everything back to normal the way it was before. We're further confused by the hopes we had harbored, the prospect of what might have been. There were the visions that we had for Coach Boswick, for the football team, for the university, for years of marriage and whatever future would hold for Eric and Leah. Maybe we even dreaded coming tonight, because now there can be no more denial, no more doubt, no more questioning. Scott has truly been taken from us, and we are now left with an emptiness, a hole that seems cannot be filled, at least right now. And we are prepared to understand that it may never be filled. The void is a pit of pain, and maybe even some anger at what has happened. Still, we are here to console and strengthen one another for the sake of the future. Jesus has promised that nothing the Father has given him will be lost. Death, though it seems so final, is but the gateway to life, eternal life. If we believe in the Lord, we can see his cross and his death gave way to his resurrection and fullness of life. The promise of Jesus who rose from the dead, the promise that we shall share in that life for all eternity, helps us recognize that we are in Jesus and Jesus is in us. If we share his death, we believe we share his promise that we shall also share his life. Truly, this is our hope and our consolation. So we are united not just in our grief, but more importantly, we are united in our love for Scott and love for the Lord. Placed in the hearts of all of us, it is a desire for heaven, no matter how wonderful our life may have been, because we know all too well the pain that can come from separation, disease, trauma. We long to have our joy complete, and once and for all escape the cross that keeps recurring in this life. Jesus has told us that he has come, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We hold on to our faith, which enables us to hold on to the Lord. We hold on to the love which keeps the special people in our lives close to us, no matter where they are, no matter how much pain it may cause us. We don't want to forget. We can't afford to forget. This is the love that keeps all our loved ones in our hearts, again, no matter how much pain it happens. This Sunday is the conclusion of our Easter celebration. It is the 50th day, and we focus our attention on Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. We pray for ourselves and all those who are missing loved ones, all those who are wounded in body or suffering from broken hearts, that the Spirit will give a sense of healing and peace. We may never fully heal from these events this week, but we have the Spirit to help us carry on, even if we have to go limping and leaning on others for strength. Scott has answered the Lord's call with his own, "Here I am." He has touched the lives of so many, so very many. Now the Lord has rewarded him for his service. And so we commend Scott to the gracious and loving God that he will find rest and peace. The trophy that he has won is the crown of life, the crown of eternal life. We pray that the Lord will lift him up on eagle's wings and give us the courage to get through this time of pain and the potential deepening of our faith, blessed by the Spirit's presence.
My dear friends, Jesus is the Son of God in the pattern of our own creation. His promise is that one day we shall truly be like him. With our hope founded on that promise, we pray that God will receive our praise and thanksgiving for the life of Scott. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For Scott's wife, Sue, and his children, Leah and Eric, that they may feel God's comforting presence in this time of sorrow and be secure in the knowledge Scott is now at home with the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. And for Scott's parents, brothers, sisters, and other relatives, and his many wonderful colleagues and friends, that God will bring comfort in sadness, certainty in doubt, and courage to live through this time of loss. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those students that Scott's coached, inspired, and encouraged, that they will follow the example Scott gave them, learn to know God, and always turn to Him for strength and guidance. Let us pray to the Lord. Scott lived every day with enthusiasm for life, lived for competitive sports, loved his fellow coaches, and had a soft spot for those who needed his assistance. Let us all remember his unflagging spirit and try to fill each day to capacity as he did. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of those here that have come to celebrate Scott's life, that God will strengthen our own faith and confidence so that we will trust in the expectation of gathering together again in God's kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, gentle shepherd who brings rest to our souls, give peace to Scott forever and bring to completion his baptism into Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, you entrusted Scott to our care, and now you embrace him in your love. Take Scott into your keeping together with all who have died. Comfort us in our sorrow. Help us to do your will and be with us in the coming days. We ask this through Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Please join in singing, "Here I Am, Lord."
Let us join in our hearts and voices the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O God, in whom sinners find mercy and saints find joy, we pray to you for our brother Scott, whose body we honor with Christian burial, that he may be delivered from the bonds of death. Admit him to the joyful company of your saints, and raise him on the last day to rejoice in your presence forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Please join in singing our closing song, On Eagle's Wings. It shall not come.
This concludes our service. We do thank you all for coming, and we ask that you please wait to leave until the family has departed. Thank you.
This will conclude our special internet stream of the memorial service for Scott Bostwick, 49-year-old, who is the 18th coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. Tomorrow there will be a special celebration of life in honor of Coach Bostwick, which will take place at Bearcat Stadium, and this will be held beginning at 11 o'clock. And that event, as well as tonight's, will be streamed along the internet at the sites that you've clicked on to this evening. Again, that will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Again, a special celebration of life for Coach Scott Bostwick that takes place tomorrow. And immediately following that event, a special tailgate event will be held at the Ray Quarter Pavilion right across the street from Bearcat Stadium. So again, this will conclude our internet stream, a broadcast of tonight's memorial service for 49-year-old Scott Bostwick.